Now see that? Now it turned red.
Oh, there's a red. Oh, I see the red button.
Yeah, that's the one you push. Now push it again. All right, now it's solid red, so it's recording. So what do you do first? You say the
date. Okay.
What's the date?
It's September the 27th, 2015.
Right. And now,
Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Now, the microphone is right where your finger is. It's up on the top.
Oh.
So what you do is you just set it right there, aim in the microphone towards you. If we turn the light off, you'll see, can you see the red light right there? Right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means it's recording.
Okay.
Okay, so now you can start talking. You don't have to, you can just talk, you know, like that and it'll hear
you.
But you need to put it down because it gets some funny sound when you hold it.
Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking about the Collins family in the Gatewoods. And we were closer to our Collins cousins than to any of our relatives. And we had what we called an exchange program. If a Collins came up and visited us in the summer, well, we'd go down to Meridian.
In the family?
Uh-huh. So, for example, if Son came up and visited, I'd go down to Meridian and visit with the Nunty and the Collins who were in Meridian.
Well, I would think if Son came up, maybe y'all could send two people down.
And sometimes we did go together. For example, the time I was thinking about was the time that Pank and I went down together.
Okay.
And we were coming back, and we had the most memorable train trip we had ever had. Mary Jane was coming with us. They let her come. She was just a little girl.
I bet she was happy.
Probably about 8 or 9 years old. And Pank and I were taking care of, and we got on the Doodlebug in Meridian and rode up to Tupelo. And in Tupelo, we had to change trains. So we went in the Tupelo station, and Mary Jane lay down on the floor in the waiting room and read the funny papers. And Pank and I were humiliated.
You had this child.
Yes, we had this relative with us who was lying on the middle of the floor in the waiting room, reading the funny papers, and we couldn't do anything with her. But we finally, as we called it, the fast train came by, and we got on that and rode into Holly Springs. But that was one of our memorable trips. Another one was when we were coming back from Meridian, Pank and I, and Rachel packed us a lunch. In a shoebox, literally, in a shoebox.
Mm-hmm.
And she had fried chicken in it and all kinds of things. And it was a hot summer day. And on the Doodlebug, they had open windows and no screens. And Pank and I decided to eat our lunch, and we opened up our shoebox, and we were planning to eat. And the flies just flew in those open windows. They just covered us up. They covered us up. So Pank and I had to get up, move our seat to eat our lunch. And I know the other passengers thought, Lord have mercy, this is terrible. But we did manage to eat our lunch and make our way to Tupelo again, where we changed trains and came on home. And another time, when we were going to Meridian, we got on the train in Holly Springs, and it was late. The fast train was late. So we got to Tupelo, and the Doodlebug was waiting for us. And when we got
on... The Doodlebug is a local train?
The Doodlebug is just like a trolley. It was just a little train and very primitive, as I told you. The windows had to be opened. And
this is Oxford to...
This is Tupelo to Meridian.
Oh.
Getting on the Doodlebug. So we got on the Doodlebug, and as I say, the fast train was late getting us there, so we got on, and the conductor said to us, smile when you get on. These people have been waiting for you for a couple of hours, which I thought was a very interesting
thing. Why were they waiting for you for a couple of hours?
Because the fast train was late, and the Doodlebug had to wait for it.
Oh.
So he told us to smile when you get on, because these people have been waiting for you a couple of hours.
Are you going to be in trouble?
We really had some experiences on that train, and I'm sorry it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
it would be an experience for everybody. As a matter of fact, although we took our lunch, the doodlebug used to stop at something like, I think it stopped at Prairie.
Yeah, out north of West Point.
Yeah, and they would have lunch there.
Oh, you mean it's like a lunch stop?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they had a little restaurant.
That's kind of nice. People ate
their lunch. Yeah. But as I say, Rachel packed us a nice lunch of fried chicken and other goodies, probably pimento cheese sandwiches, mm-hmm. which are southern fare. Mm-hmm. But I just happened to be thinking about those trips. But when we had Mary Jane with us and she lay down on the floor, that was the worst one. And Son would come up. He came more frequently than Bill and Mary Jane. At least I remember his trips more. And one time,
maybe it was just because he's older.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But one time he was up here and I was in Meridian. And Son wrote a letter. And he said, everything's fine here. We're getting along all right. He said, Ms. Lester had a baby and the cow had a calf. And we thought that was an awfully funny thing to write to anybody. Poor Ms. Lester had babies frequently. And he said, Ms. Lester had a baby and the cow had a calf. But that was his news from home.
From Holly Springs.
Yeah, from Holly Springs. And what, talking about Ms. Lester and her babies, I don't know where the Son was in on this, but I know the children in the neighborhood, we had a big neighborhood, a lot of children, and we were always out and about. And somebody vowed that they saw Dr. Seal come and he had a baby in his satchel. And that's how the baby got there. We were just fascinated.
Oh, that's how the babies came?
Yeah,
came in Dr. Seal's satchel.
Oh. So that
what
was...
What about the mother's big belly?
Well, we didn't think anything about that. We were just interested in Dr. Seal coming with that satchel. But that was just some of the experiences I was thinking about. One time, I have to remember this too. One time, Rachel came, Mary Jane was a baby, and Bill and Son were little children, and I remember that they were out on the front porch and they did something that displeased Rachel, and she took my Japanese umbrella that I had and spanked Bill and Son until she broke it, and I thought, oh, that was the worst thing. I didn't mind her beating on Son and Bill,
but breaking
my umbrella was a tragedy. Hmm. But Mary Jane was a little bitty baby then, you know, not even, I don't think she was walking.
Hmm.
And the boys were little boys too,
hmm.
but they were always in trouble, Bill particularly.
Well, now, but you're not that much older than Bill and...
And Son.
Son.
No, but I'm older than, let's see, Son was between Pank and me.
Okay.
And Bill was younger.
So you were a little older.
Yeah,
than
a little bit older than they were.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had wonderful times though in Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
When they lived in this, there was an old mansion there that was made into apartments, and the Collins had an apartment on the top floor and somebody else had the bottom floor. And we played, they had a shack out back.
Mm-hmm.
And we would play, and we'd steal cigarettes, and we'd go in that shack and smoke. And they had a vent and to get the smoke out.
Just blow the smoke out.
Yeah, blow the smoke out, but I'm sure it didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go down there, and we'd smoke. If we couldn't steal cigarettes, we'd smoke corn silks or magnolia leaves or anything else we could get our hands on.
How old were you when you were doing this?
We were probably grammar school children.
Y'all were real juvenile delinquents.
We really were.
Hmm.
And we would walk downtown. This house was, several blocks from downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we would walk downtown. And as I told you, Uncle Frank was very generous. We'd go to see Uncle Frank, and he'd give us a quarter.
Oh, he's working as a lawyer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all we had some money with us anyway, we'd go to a five and dime and buy something. I remember one time we bought some lime drops and some cherries, ripe cherries. And we ate so many of those that I got sick. So sick I thought I would die. And for years I wouldn't touch a lime drop. But we'd walk downtown and mess around. We weren't old enough, you know, we weren't very old, probably in junior high. The oldest one probably in junior high and the younger ones in
grammar
school.
Oh, they let you just run all over town.
Yeah, we went all over town.
Yeah.
And we thought nothing of walking. And Mary Jane was too little to walk, you know, as fast as we did and as far. And she'd be running along behind screaming, "Wait for me," you know, and we'd walk off and leave her. But we had a wonderful time. Then we'd go to the picture show, and we'd sit in the balcony, and we thought we were really uptown when we had money to go.
Sit in the balcony, that's where the blacks sat, isn't it?
No, there weren't any blacks in there. Before those days. And we would just have a wonderful time going to the movies. We had a good time in Meridian.
This must have been in the 30s then.
Yeah. It was.
Late 20s,
early
30s?
Yeah, early 30s probably.
Yeah. Well, she was born in 26. So
yeah, so she was too little to run around with us. But we'd had a good time when we were down there. We thought we were in this real big city.
As opposed to here?
Yeah, as opposed to here. But son loved to come up here.
Why is that?
I don't know. He liked to come and
why did he like it? I mean,
visit with us. Okay. Just because we, as I say, we had a big neighborhood with lots of children.
Yeah. And they didn't in Meridian?
We didn't know. We didn't play with any children other than ourselves. We had enough to play with. Didn't have to reach out to anybody else.
Well, that's probably why he liked coming up, because he's in a game with the kids.
And Pank had a horse, and they could ride horses and roam around wherever they wanted to, do whatever they wanted to. And we'd get up in the morning, and we'd go up the street. We congregated on the lawn of one of the children, and everybody would come up there, and we'd play games and mess around, ride. People would ride their horses, and he just
was this from Randolph Street?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He just enjoyed coming up here, and we enjoyed going down to Meridian. We'd divide our time sometimes between Nunty and the Collins. We'd stay with Nunty sometime. Oh, and Nunty ate in a boarding house, and to us that was the most wonderful thing we'd ever heard of.
What, that somebody is...
Well, they'd go to a boarding house to eat. It was just like, you know, a big dining room, and she didn't cook, not a lot, and we thought that was just really uptown, because we ate at home all the time. We didn't know anything about restaurants and fast foods.
Well, I think even when we went to restaurants, well, there were six of us, so if somebody went to a restaurant, it cost a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we thought that was fabulous. Nunty lived in an apartment, and what was the name of that? Bob. She had a colored girl that worked for her named Bob.
Nunty?
Uh-huh.
Named Bob?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
And her mother, her grandmother, had worked for Granny. So it was all in the family. And Bob worked for Nunty for years. But anyway, she lived in an apartment, and we thought that was pretty nice. We'd always lived in a house.
Never mind.
And one time I went down there to visit Nunty, and I was a teenager then. And Nunty was trying to promote me with some of the Meridian boys. And I got poison ivy, and I had it from my wrist to my elbow, the worst case of poison ivy. I was just a one fit company for anybody.
Well, you got it before you went down there?
No, I got it after I got there. I don't know why I got it, but I got it. And, oh, I was miserable. And that I didn't get very far with the boys when I had poison ivy all over me.
Yeah, I guess
but,
not.
She was real good to me. I enjoyed going visiting her, too. But Meridian was a real... I can remember Meridian so pleasantly because we spent a lot of time there. And even after we were adults, we'd go down there to visit.
Okay.
And it was a mighty nice place. And we enjoyed... son was the craziest thing after we got to be teenagers. He had, he drove, and I can't remember whether he had a convertible or whether we were in a sedan of some kind. Anyway, he would ride around and he would wave at people that were sitting on their porches just like he knew them, you know, and he would yell, "Hey, how are you?" You know, didn't know anybody he was waving to.
Like a
and
politician
we,
or something.
We thought that was hilarious. He was... He really could think of a lot of things to do. He was fun. Bill was always quiet. But I remember the stories that I remember about Bill was when they lived over someplace close to where a black neighborhood. And Bill had a little black boy that he was crazy about. And he loved to go to his house and... play with him. And so one time, and he would love to go eat with them. And one time Rachel painted his face with shoe polish and told him he could go over there and live. And poor Bill was so upset. But
it was okay to visit, but
yeah, couldn't go live over there. But I tell you, Rachel was a funny character too.
Rachel?
Yeah. She could think of a lot of things like that and beating them with my Japanese umbrella and a few other things. But they were really a handful.
The boys.
Yeah, the boys were. And, of course, Mary Jane was always sweet little Mary Jane. We all called her Shirley Temple.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of the way she looked?
Yeah, she was a prissy.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, she was a prissy little lady. And we'd call her Shirley Temple. And as I told you, we'd run off from her. But...
Because she was quite a bit younger than
you. Yeah, she was younger and, you know, the little girl in the family. She got different attention. But I just remember all those things very pleasantly. And Bill, during the Depression... Rachel and Shorty lived briefly with Miss Vick, who was a maiden lady and had a big house and was a friend of the family. And at that time, nobody had any money. None of us had, but we didn't know it, so it didn't make all that much difference. And Bill, Bill said he had to wear crook shoes. You know, Crook was a big man and had big feet. And Bill said... He had to wear crook shoes and walking around in them.
Because he couldn't afford...
Couldn't afford anything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And during that time, as I say, none of us knew that we were poor.
Yeah.
It didn't
matter.
Didn't occur to us. And
we
Ruth,
had plenty to eat, right?
Oh, we always had plenty to eat and to share. We never turned anybody down that came to the house and asked for food. And we had a big garden, and we had a big house, and we were perfectly comfortable. And Ruth would send me her clothes, her hand-me-downs. And I loved them. I just thought that was the most wonderful thing, to get a box of Ruth's hand-me-downs. And one time, she sent me a cut velvet green dress, green cut velvet. Now, here I was, just a teenager. Looking like an idiot in a cut velvet dress in Holly Springs. And I was invited to go to a football game at State. And I wore that dress to the football game, if you can imagine. And I thought I was looking good, but there I was in hand-me-down clothes.
What did everybody else think?
Well, nobody else seemed to think I was a freak, but I, when I look back on it, and what tickles me, it had a heavy button up at the neck, and a gold button, real heavy thing, and it kept flopping open. Well, it didn't expose anything because it didn't have anything to expose. But oh, that would be so humiliating when that button flopped open and I was exposed. Mm-hmm. But I wore it anyway and remember it. And I think I had she sent me a black evening dress that I thought I looked mighty nice in. And I wore it in a beauty contest. And I came in second in the beauty contest in that hand-me-down black evening dress. But those things are things I can remember.
Well, if you had a different dress, if you had the right dress, would you gotten come in first?
I guess I would have.
It's me.
Hey, Annie.
How early?
Well, that's good. Let's turn it off.
All right. So, let's see. All you got to do is grab it, and then turn it around the other way so the screen's up top.
Oh, yeah.
And now, you can actually push the button on the right. That one, yeah.